Ezekiel chapter 24. Again in the ninth year, in the tenth month of the year, the tenth day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, write yourself down the name of the day, this same day, when you write that the king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem this day, same day. And utter a parable to the rebellious house, and say to them, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Set a pot on the fire, pour water into it, gather its pieces into itself, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill the pot with the choice bones, take the bones from the choicest of the flock, and burn also bones under the pot, make it boil well, and let them cook the bones that are within it. This is the reason Sovereign Yahweh speaks in this manner. Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is in itself, whose scum is not gone from out of it. Bring the scum out piece by piece, and let no lot fall upon it, for her blood is in the midst of her. She set it on the top of a rock, and she poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, so that it could cause fury to come up to take vengeance. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, so that it would not be covered. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile for fire huge. Heap on the wood, kindle the fire, and consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. And then set the empty pot upon the coals of the fire, so that the brass of the pot can become hot, and so it can burn, and so that the filthiness of the pot can be melted inside of it, so that the scum of it can be destroyed. She has wearied herself with lies, and her great scum did not go out of her. Her scum will be in the fire. In your filthiness is lewdness, because I have cleansed you, and you were not purified. You will not be purged from your filthiness any more until I have caused my fury to rest upon you. I, Yahweh, have spoken. It will come to pass, and I will do what I have said. I will not go back, and neither will I spare, and neither will I repent. According to your ways and according to your doings will they judge you, says Sovereign Yahweh. The word of Yahweh also came to me, saying this, Son of man, watch, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke, and yet you will neither mourn nor weep, neither will your tears run down when I do so. Cease from crying, stop yourself from crying, make no mourning for the dead. Wrap the headdress of your head upon yourself, and put on your shoes on your feet, and do not cover your lips, and do not eat the bread of men. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. And then the people said to me, Well, aren't you going to tell us what these things are to us that you are doing? And then I answered them. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Speak to the house of Israel. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pities, and your sons and your daughters whom you have left will fall by the sword. And you will do just as I have done. You will not cover your lips, nor will you eat the bread of men. And your turbans will be upon your heads, and your shoes will be upon your feet, and you will not mourn nor weep, but you will pine away for your iniquities, and you will mourn and lament one toward another. Thus, in this manner, Ezekiel is to you a sign. According to all that he has done, will you do. And when this happens, you will know that I am Sovereign Yahweh. Also, you son of man, will it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their beauty, the desire of their eyes, and that upon which they set their minds, their sons and their daughters, that he who escapes in that day will come to you to cause you to hear what has happened with your ears. In that day, when this things happen, will your mouth be opened to he who has escaped, and you will speak, and you will no longer be dumb, and you will be a sign to them, and they will know that I am Yahweh. End of chapter.